When I first arrived in the Senate in 1972, I met with John Stennis, another old Southern senator who became my friend. We sat at the other end of this gigantic grand mahogany table he used as his desk that had been the desk of Richard Russell's. It was a table upon which the Southern Manifesto was signed, I am told. Senator Stennis patted the leather chair next to him when I walked in to pay my respects as a new young senator, which was the order of the day. And he said, "Sit down, sit down, sit down here, son." And he looked at me and he said, "Son, what made you run for the Senate?" And like a darn fool, I told him the exact truth before I could think of it. I said, "Civil rights, sir." And soon as I did, I could feel the beads of perspiration pop out of my head and get that funny feeling. He looked at me and said, "Good, good, good." And that was the end of the conversation.